Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. We will continue. Mrs. Isaacs.
Okay, next case, 10,938, Laura Mason, east of Route 1 Coastal Highway, southeast of Robinson Drive, being lot 37 within Dodd's Addition Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Laura Mason, 38262 Robinson Drive, Rehoboth Beach.
Rick Manning, 305 Sandalwood, Rehoboth Beach.
And can you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We know it's late, so we'll keep this nice and hopefully short for you. We're here tonight to request the board grant approval to allow for the expansion of my front porch into the front setback to allow for handicap use. Due to the position of the house and proximity of the front yard, the setback of the porch cannot be expanded to support adequate use of a wheelchair or handicap.
And I'm Rick Banning. I actually was the original builder of the house, so I'm very intimate with the construction and the property and the setback, so Laura asked me to come describe to you what she's looking to do, and so you have a better idea. And she also has some pictures that she would like to pass out to give you an idea of the existing conditions. So basically, the front porch that you'll see in the picture that comes along, and there's a couple of surveys that should have been included in the application. There was one that shows the existing conditions of the property, and then one that is a markup of the proposed conditions with the front porch to be added. And basically, the front porch currently, if you look in the pictures right now, is only about 4 feet from the front edge of the porch to the house, and it does not allow to accommodate for any type of handicap use at this point in time. And what Laura would like to do is to bring that front porch out so that it is from 3 feet. She wants to extend it another 7 feet so that a wheelchair can gain access around that area, and then to provide for handicap use in that area. And currently, the house is right at the front setback, which was through an existing building line restriction of 23.2 feet. And the current conditions are the front porch is about 18 inches above the ground, and we're going to extend that out. It'll maintain about an 18-inch height above the ground. It'll remain to be an open porch for that purpose, and we're just going to basically extend it another 7 feet, and that will require coming into the setback. You guys have any other questions or any questions at this point in time? Or
would you like to address the conditions for a variance?
Okay.
Sitting right in front of you there.
The circumstances are that because of the position of the house and where this is in proximity to the front setback, in order to expand this front porch, we would have to encroach into the setback. And we looked at several different options and just could not really see any way to extend the porch without having to create a variance for this.
Okay.
Possibility for development. Can the property be developed in strict conformity? No, the house is currently positioned in the front setback and would have to be encroach into that setback area. Is a variance necessary? Yes, the porch is not practical as its use is intended, and must be expanded into the setback to accommodate for the handicap use. Effects on surroundings, will the variance alter a central character of the neighborhood? No. If you look at the pictures and some of the surrounding houses, there are front porches on just about every house, and it's in character with the rest of the neighborhood and with the houses. Same thing with B. Will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? Will it not affect any public access, any foot traffic or any street traffic or any road traffic at all? Will the variance represent the least modification possible? We looked at it and we have only requested that the variance accommodate for the minimal requirements to allow for the handicap access around that front porch area. And that's all that I have, unless okay, you're looking good. For anything more out of us.
Good job.
Right? Thank you. Any other questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickard?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Okay, is there anyone here in favor of the application?
Did anyone call in? My neighbor said he was going to call in. Gus DeMillo.
Yeah, one of the neighbors was supposed to call in favor. Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we approve case number 10,938. I think you met the standards for granting a variance. You did a very good job at it.
Thank you.
Okay. I have a motion. About a second.
I second that motion for the reason I believe the uniqueness of the property and that it's the least modification is possible for its use.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to approve the case. And by roll call vote, Mr. Rickard.
Yes.
Mr. Workman.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye, for reasons so stated.
And I vote yes because I think that as far as the applicant creating the situation, obviously they need a handicap ramp. It is a odd and shaped and small lot that is pretty full. So therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And we didn't hear testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and they have suggested it's a minimum to afford relief. So I vote yay as well. And the motion is carried, and case number 10,938 is approved.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Case number 10,939, Anthony and Penny